All right, Sunday morning, 12:15-24, we're going to do part two of the Faith Hall of Famers. We're going to look at Abel, Enoch, and Noah today. Let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. The Faith Hall of Famers, talking about going through the fire. They were an elite group. Their faith made them famous. I'll wait till he finishes. All right. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, it's all about faith, this chapter I'm going to read to you. Everything they did was by faith. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, Genesis 1, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. His blood cried out. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as yet, or not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So we're going to look at the scriptures that talk about Abel, Enoch, and Noah today. Like I said, their faith made them famous. Their faith got them in the Faith Hall of Fame. And everyone else that walks by faith, I believe, will be in the Faith Hall of Fame. All right, Hebrews 11:4, we just read about Abel right here. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. All right, go over to Genesis chapter 4. If you're not reading through the Old Testament, you should be. I have a plan that I read it through every year. And the reason we should, because we're not complete without them. Even Hebrews says that. All right. Genesis 4, verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And again, she bears brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. The Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain had said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from the face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. The Lord saith unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. I'm wondering, where's that? Is that the continent that's frozen that we've not been able to even step our foot on? Because there's people there. And Cain knew his wife. And she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad. All right. All right, in Genesis 3, we see the seed war begin. Satan wasted no time in this act of cruelty. Satan is a murderer. So we see this reflected in what happened to Abel. Cain killed Abel. So even Jesus brings up about Satan being the murderer. You know, over in Revelation, it talks about the seed war. The woman, I think it's chapter 12. Let's just look at that just a minute. Satan has been against mankind. He hates man. And he has been working diligently since Genesis 3. He became the god of this world, and he began his campaign to kill God's man. Right here, this is 13 of Revelation 12. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, see, he was kicked out of heaven for his pride over there. You can look at that in Isaiah, I think, chapter 12. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the man-child. And the woman were given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness into her place where she is nourished for a time and time and half a time from the face of the serpent. The serpent cast out his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So if you want to know what's happening in our world, this is it. A lot of people don't understand that part of it, but that is the real thing that's really happening. If they really want to know what's really going on, there's a renegade spirit wanting to kill mankind. Everything they've done, all his deep staters, whatever you want to call them, this has been their aim since Genesis 3. Take out God's man. That man's you. All right, Jesus called him a murderer. Look at all that. Look at abortion. Look at vaccines. That's just a couple of things in his agenda. All right, John 8:44. See what? It's good to know about our past because it links to our future. You know, most of these podcasters out there that are spouting all this garbage, I could just say, if you just give me a few minutes, I can just show you right in Genesis 1. I could clear up really the first three chapters. I could show you everything you need to know right now. No, but they have to have it complicated. They listen to whatever narrative that comes down the pike. 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no such truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He's been lying, and he keeps lying. And his people keep a lying. I'm talking about Bin Laden and Bin Lion, Obama, Bin Lion. You know, it's the truth. They're just all part of the same regime. All right, let's keep going here. Matthew 23, Jesus confronted this group in his day. They were around when Jesus was around. Saying, well, why didn't he just take them all out? Because he didn't come to take them out. He came to give his life a ransom for many. He said, I'll let those who are born again after me and have the blood and have the name of Jesus, they'll take them out. All right, 23. Jesus completed his mission. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you to observe, that observe and do, but do not eat after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Think about it. There's people going through. I listened to Phil's deal the other night, and after an hour, I couldn't take any more. I heard the most horrendous stories and the most horrible situations. It was making me feel nauseated. And here, we've got leaders in office that are giving billions of dollars to different other countries. Whenever North Carolina, there's people living in tents on ice and snow. They were promised $750 apiece by FEMA and have not received anything. They'll promise them, well, we'll buy you out, but they won't help them to stay in their home. It's a land grab. These people have been around for a long time. But all their works they do for to be seen of men, that they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men Rabbi, Rabbi, but be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. He that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Their humbling is coming. In fact, I think it's probably already happened. We're fixing to be able to see it. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Yeah, they put infected people in nursing homes. To kill them. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. They want to tax the rainwater. They want to tax the air you breathe, carbon. We're carbon units. Remember the old Star Trek movie, Carbon Unit? The first Star Trek movie about carbon units. And V'ger wanted to take out all carbon units. They're projecting their plan right then. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies that gold, or the gold? Whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that's sanctifieth the gift. Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. I even heard the other day they wanted to tax the air we breathe. I'm going, is this the devil and his game to take out mankind? Same old thing happened in Genesis 3. Caused Cain to murder righteous Abel. And whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And if I tell you what, if the blood of Abel cried out to God, just think about all the blood from abortion. All the blood of people that have been murdered and horrible things done to them that we don't know. How about the fabrication of all these wars where all our youth were killed, a big percentage were killed, all for nothing? Because all wars are bankers' wars. It was all to profit these evil people and to depopulate us. And he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. One, you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the platter, cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. They're wicked. They're like the Grinch. Got termites in your soul. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are likened to whitened sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up. See, it goes from generation to generation to generation to generation. And they inbreed. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send to you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. That's probably going to be the hardest thing for the church to digest. All that Israel crap, who they really are and what they've done, the Rothschilds and the others. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So we're connected. As people of faith, the Faith Hall of Famers, they're a legacy. All right. The name Abel means to perish. And he did. He perished. The seed war continues and the murderous spirit of the Antichrist continues. From Genesis 3, the seed war continues. Okay, Hebrews 12, 24. Hey, they go back and back and back and back and shows clips of old Hall of Famers and baseball, football, everything else. Well, we're just showing Bible Hall of Fame. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. All right. Let's keep going here. Let's look at Enoch. Go back to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, 5 and 6. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. From before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All right, Enoch, his name means initiated. So let's go to Genesis 4. We're going to look at verse 17 and 18 there. Isn't it something? Somebody as wicked as Cain gave birth to, his wife gave birth to Enoch. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. Now to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael. Mahujael begat Methuselah. Methuselah begat Lamech. All right, we're going to look at Genesis 5, 18 and 19. And it said, and Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. I'm just reading the scriptures with the word Enoch in it. And 21 through 24 says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So he didn't die. God took him. Okay, let's go to the New Testament. Another word for Enoch is Chinook. Isn't that Eskimo, Chinook? Antediluvian means prior to the flood. Okay, Jesus is in the lineage of Enoch. This is Luke chapter 3. That's a really good reason to read it. He's in Jesus' lineage. We're going to look at 20, start with 23 there. And Jesus himself, verse 23, began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli, which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum. All these were prophets. Which was the son of Esli, which was the son of Nagi, which was the son of Maath, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Simei, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Resha, which was the son of Zerubbabel, which was the son of Salithiel, which was the son of Neri, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Adai, which was the son of Kosam, which was the son of Elmadam, which was the son of Er, which was the son of Josie, which was the son of Eleazar, which was the son of Joram, which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Jonan, which was the son of Elikam, which was the son of Meliah, which was the son of Menan, which was the son of Mattatha, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David, which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Boaz, which was the son of Salmon, which was the son of Naasson, which was the son of Abinadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Esrom, which was the son of Perez, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac, which was the son of Abraham, which was the son of Thera, which was the son of Nachor, which was the son of Seruk, which was the son of Ragu, it looks like Ragu, which was the son of Phalek, which was the son of Heber, which was the son of Salah, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sem, which was the son of Noah, or Noe is how you pronounce that, Noe, which was the son of Lamech, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch. All right. We'll keep going here, y'all. Jude 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all their ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. So, do you know where that scripture is, Danny, where it talks about they that we're not complete without them? Do you know where that one is? It keeps coming up to me. I know it's in Hebrews 11. I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it's the very last verse.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. You think, why are we reading all this? What does all this mean? You need to know your history. This is the true history. This is our true history. Not what they put in textbooks. They made that up. Or skewed it. All right.
39, 11, 39, 40.
Okay. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. I know a lot of people that are Christians think, well, we don't read the old covenant. It's not something, you know, it's over, it's finished, it's done. But no, this is a book of our history. All right. We don't walk under the old covenant, but this is our history, regardless if you think so or not. Okay. Jude foretold of the coming of Jesus. All right, now since we're in 11, let's go to 11:7. We're going to look at Noah. This is Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah, it just says a patriarch, also known as Noe in the scripture. All right, let's go to Genesis 5. There's more about Noah, really, than the other two. If you've read the book of Enoch, it kind of, well, of course, it tells more about Enoch, but it also talks about Noah. All right, Genesis 5, let's start with 28. Are y'all there? And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and he begat sons and daughters. All the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. What I understand, these daughters of men were fallen angels. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years, which that is not man's age, that is, I believe, how long God gave Noah to build the ark and to try to get people on board. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown, the Nephilim. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. In the book of Enoch, it says that when one of these Nephilim died, that his spirit could not go to God, so it roamed the earth. Jesus talked about demons roamed the earth looking for dry places. They have no place. They seek to be inside man. They can't go to God. So that they are demons. That's where the demons came from. And it repented the Lord that it had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I had made them. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. In other words, he was the only one that didn't have a tainted bloodline. Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. Behold, I even I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Well, it says Jesus is coming back as in the days of Noah. But with that will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Think about that. What if God said you had you do something like this? Would you do it? Like, I don't know if I might have missed God on this one. I don't know. I guess you don't know till you're faced with it, right? All right, chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also the air by sevens, and male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. This is the first, as far as I know, I don't know if rain's mentioned. If this was the first time rain was mentioned, I'd have to look that up. I didn't think about that. And Noah did according unto all the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. Came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, the windows of heaven were opened. I don't know if any of you have seen that documentary where they actually believe they have found the ark. It's up on this hill, And they started uncovering. You can see the whole shape of it and everything. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. It's placed right where it should be. It had floated down somewhat from where it was positioned at first on Ararat. But anyway, pretty cool. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. I wonder if this was really their mother. It doesn't sound like they probably thought, he's a crazy old coot. I'm divorcing him. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort, and they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. They that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were greatly increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle, of beasts, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. And in whose all in whose nostrils were the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed, which is upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. All right. Can y'all take any more? Are you getting tired? You're kind of moving around over there. I'm just wondering. All right, we know the story. Let's just read the two ones in the, you know the rest of the story. Let's go to 1 Peter. Noah was the last man standing. You remember the TV show? What's his name? I forget his name. Thinking, was that reflected? Huh?
Tim Allen.
Yeah, Tim Allen. Last man standing. Biblical. All right, 1 Peter 3, 18 through 22. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, within few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Then 2 Peter 2, 1 through 5. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring indomitable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgments now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. And then he goes on to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, etc. In other words, God keeps his word, and when he's had enough, he's had enough. Noah was the last man standing in his generation, and without his boldness and his faith and believing in God, this world would have been lost forever. The brave things that this man did is what got him into the Faith Hall of Fame. Faith Hall of Famers. All right. You can read Genesis 9, 8 and 9 if you want to complete the story of Noah. How they were on the ark for so long, and then God brought them back when everything was dry, and they started over. All right. Gonna do it.